Rocky.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Water cooler buzz and your 2 cents. That's part of what you get for this hour here on these airwaves. And boy, there's a lot to talk about. We're going to go inside the courtroom also, get you caught up on, sadly, the tornadoes in the heartland of America. I know I keep describing it as the same way over and over again, but there are really no words for this. It's depressing. It's discouraging. It's disheartening. Except for the fact that we live in the greatest country, friends, on the face of the earth. You know why? Because strangers are reaching out and doing whatever they can to help the people in Joplin, Missouri, to help people in Kansas, to help people in Arkansas, to help people in Alabama. You know, pick the place, pick the poison, pick the disaster, and it's just tremendous, the response as a result of Mother Nature's disasters that have spread across the belly of our country, right smack in the middle. And who knows, you know, what's in store next, of course, because we're coming up on hurricane season, and I'm not trying to predict doom and gloom, but the greatness of Americans is on display. People getting in trucks, driving down with water or food and all that kind of stuff. I've said it again and again and again. We've had disaster folks on. When people are blindsided, and even if it's days later, a week later, they're struggling to get their mind around what they're going to do. They have kids that they have to get clothes for to get back into school because there's a couple weeks left. They don't know what they're going to do as they try to pick up the pieces. So that, like I said, the good news is we're seeing on display really some truly great Americans who open their hearts and their doors and everything else to the people who have had to deal with these severe storms. All right, moving from briefly setting up the menu, that we're going to talk about that and a few other things, and we're also going to check the mail because each and every day the mailbag overflows. It's a virtual mailbag, if you will, because we're talking about emails. But it is a bag of sorts. So we will go to the bag and we will check the bag coming up at the tail end of the hour. But before we get there, and some of your notes included thoughts on Elizabeth Smart, I'm not surprised, but I am very, very happy that the man who altered her life and her family's life will get life in prison. I mean, for my money, it really should have been the death penalty, but that's okay. Brian David Mitchell, who was trying to go down the kook lane that, oh, you know, he was crazy and who knows, heard voices and all kinds of things were coming out of that 4-week trial. He will never leave his cell for what he did to 14-year-old Elizabeth Smart, who was under his thumb for 9 months, being raped several times a day, told all kinds of cockamamie crap, and didn't know she was going to die or he was going to kill her family or what was going to happen next. So the good news is he will never, ever see the light of day. And Smart knows it, and I think she feels very confident with what went down and is incredibly thrilled with the sentence. He knew, as she said, and I agree, exactly what he was doing. This is the danger of what I call the kook defense. And it, too often, a crafty enough lawyer can display it and use it well and get somebody out of it, get them into some kind of a mental institution or some other kind of treatment when they don't deserve that, when they have ruined the life of somebody, when they don't have the victim in their minds. I don't understand it. So Wednesday's sentencing for the kidnapper, the rapist, the nutball who climbed into the Smart house, got her by knife point, got her out of the house, said if she said anything, that he would kill her family, and then ultimately the story ends in a very, very good way because she's found, he's caught, he's tried, he gets life, and here's what a poised 23-year-old smart had to say afterwards. Oop.
I would encourage and I would ask parents and everyone everywhere to continue to pray for those children who are still missing, to keep an eye out, to keep looking for them, because miracles can happen and they still do happen today. As I said during court, and I'll say it again now, I absolutely 100% believe that Brian David Mitchell knew exactly what he was doing when he kidnapped me and all the events that followed. Today is the ending of a very long chapter and the beginning of...
And the beginning of something much better for Elizabeth Smart and her family, because they can put it completely behind them. She said an interesting thing that, and see, this is turning something ugly into something positive. She told reporters that she was going to help kids, that she was going to dedicate her life to child advocacy and to try to help stop in any way she could the kidnapping crimes, sexual crimes, all that kind of stuff against kids. She also talked about National Missing Children's Day, because that's when this sentence came down. How ironic is that? And good for the Smart family, because they have emerged from this terrible, terrible tragedy, and the right thing was done, although I would have rather seen him get the death sentence. At least he gets life in prison. In the meantime, there are some other things that are buzzing about here in the United States, maybe in your own backyard. You're wondering about a couple of things, including, will you get those vacation days and be able to use them? Because a lot of people are saying, getting in the car, they're concerned about where gas is going to end up. Yes, we're having that gas discussion at the top of the show. What we're hearing is, because of some things that happened with the Mississippi, although they're closing those gates and those spillways, there is a chance that we're not completely out of the woods and gas could shoot back up again. Well, we're almost at Memorial Day, almost into the summertime. That's when people take vacations, and I call them stay vacations, as do many other people. It could be a question of, yes, people are going to take vacation days, but they'll just take them at home. And they won't spend money going off somewhere because of, especially if they were going to take any kind of a long trip, because of what it would cost them. It's like when I see all the RVs. I was out at the Jimmy Buffett concert, and I talked to a ton of people who had RVs. Most of them were renting them for the weekend, but some of them, it was their RVs. And I asked them, I asked two different people, were their RVs grounded for the season? And one guy told me, actually, kind of, yeah, because he said, costs a fortune. He would normally have taken his family and gone to the West Coast and then gone to the East Coast, would have traveled to some of the state parks, but said it'd be easier for them to jump in a plane, get a good deal somewhere, go to a beach and enjoy themselves than to actually travel around in that RV. Gas going up. Doesn't sound good to me. 800-259-5791. What are you paying when you pull up to the pumps? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Yeah, so continuing on that theme of gasoline, ain't that a kick in the head? When gas could go up, and it's not necessarily cheap anyway, right before the traveling holidays when you might jump in that car. Because you have three kids, and flights, kind of forget about it if they're of a certain age, and then all the money it costs for the bags, and unless you fly Southwest or one of the other airlines, that they don't charge you an arm and a leg to get your stuff there. Or if you convince the kids to pack some Woolite, just a few pairs of underwear, some change of clothes, what they have on their backs, they could wear layers. I know somebody that did that. They had their kids wearing layers. I was like, are you kidding? Did anyone say anything when the kids were sweating to death on the plane? That's taking it a little bit too far over the top. But speaking of sweating it out, I will tell you my secret getaway where you can really, I think anywhere where you're listening to me, I'm just going to throw it out there. If you're listening to me in Illinois, Connecticut, Florida, I don't care where you're listening. I mean, any place where you can hear my voice and you're looking for a deal for Memorial Day weekend, or for that matter, any weekend, you know where you can really get good deals? Las Vegas. Because they're looking to get people in there to gamble. But you don't have to gamble. There are other things to do. So if you do it right, Vegas can be very cheap. And I know some people hate it and they think it's tacky and it's the land of buffets and everything else. I mean, there's all kinds of stigmatisms attached to Vegas. But as somebody who briefly lived there for a network radio job, I will tell you there are a lot of very cool things to do there that don't break the bank. And there are special deals, it seems, from lots of different cities. Even for families, you can get the family there pretty cheap. And there are a lot of things to do with families there. Go check out Hoover Dam. It's one of the coolest places I've ever been. It's very neat. You stand on Hoover Dam and you realize you're straddling on that bridge over the dam two different states. And what are the states? Arizona and Nevada. And I don't know if they still do this, but you could go down into the bowels and look up and, you know, they had pictures of how they put it, the the dam together, and you could tour, like I said, underneath, and it was a pretty amazing thing from that perspective to go down in the elevator, take that tour, and then just to stand on top of the dam. But I'm not pitching for Vegas. They're not paying me to pitch them. I'm just telling you, since I mentioned it's pretty tough where gas is already, to go on some long hauls. So a lot of people are saying, forget it, we'll just stay home. If you really, the key is patience. If you really mess around and surf all over the internet, you can find deals, you can, for families or for people who are solo flyers or couples or, you know, whatever. Because people are still hurting in the travel business, depending on where it is. And Vegas is one of those places. They'll get you in and they think they can take your money. So that's the idea. Give them everything. That's the free drinks, the free stuff by the pool, you know, whatever, you name it, to get people to go there. All right, I bet you nobody is actually stumping right now anyway in Vegas who wants to be the president of the United States from the Republican side, at least get the nomination. It's been a crazy couple of months of people announcing, saying that they were interested in stepping aside. You know, Newt Gingrich from the beginning wanted this. And, of course, he's best known for the contract with America and leading the Republicans' push in power in Congress in the mid-90s. But he took a bad hit in 95 because of that whole budget nightmare, the standoff in the House, which led to, remember, the shutdown of the government. It was 6 days because we talked about that. We thought there was going to be another government shutdown. But he announced that he's running for president a few weeks ago. It wasn't a surprise to anyone who's been following Newt because he's long harbored those ambitions. Ron Paul, he's in, a Texas congressman. He announced a couple days after Gingrich, and he was the winner of the straw poll at last year's CPAC convention. He's definitely all about the Constitution. Definitely, definitely, definitely. He is passionate about something I'm kind of passionate about. Let's have smaller government. He's all about the smaller government thing. And he wants to abolish the Federal Reserve. This is where he doesn't have a lot of friends, at least on the Hill and in the powers of the halls of power when he talks about getting rid of the Federal Reserve. And he wants to eliminate income tax, too. If you remember, Ron Paul's been down this road. 2008, he ran as a Republican. In 88, I forgot about this for a second, but remember, he ran as a Libertarian. So Ron Paul has wanted to go there, too. But the reason I bring up 2012, because everybody asks that same question on this show, well, will Sarah Palin throw in? Is Sarah Palin going to run for president? And she's starting to kind of make hints that it's not out of the question. So is she pulling a Donald Trump and just kind of playing with people a little bit? She knows she's popular and there are people that like her. She's popular enough that people go out and pay some big money to actually hear Sarah Palin speak. So is it a way to whip up your popularity as Trump did, as others have certainly done before him? Or is she really, really serious about going after it? And apparently there is a little bit of seriousness. She has some fire in the belly to kind of run for prez. What kind of a shot would you give Sarah Palin should she step up to the plate and decide to take the big swing? I think she would get the money, but would she get the nomination? That'd be pretty tough, and she certainly wouldn't want to be second on the card again. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I hope not. Boy, I don't want to beat Don twice in a row.
You're so funny. What's up? What's on your mind? Throw in your 2 cents.
She got a beat down 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
Beat down again, but Obama, at least I hope it's competitive, you know?
Yeah, so, I don't think she gets the nomination, though.
No. Hey, by the way, your Phillies are still playing at 1:30 in the morning. Have you seen that?
I know. I think they're into the 20th inning now. I was watching it before, yeah.
Are they? Don't they have a a curfew in that crime-ridden city of Philadelphia? I'm just kidding.
Okay, for people who don't know what Don's talking about, Philly is taking on the Cincinnati Reds in Major League Baseball. They're playing right now the game, this longest game ever played at Citizens Ballpark in Philly. And the crazy thing is the two teams have a day game tomorrow, first pitch 1 o'clock.
It's 1:30 in the morning there now. So, hey, you know what? They got done. They finally get done with this game around 2 o'clock. Hey, give them a 30-minute break. Play the other one, you know. Just get them over, right?
That's right. Just pare it down.
Hey, you missed your recording there. Elizabeth Smart cut out the very end of what she said there. She said it was the end of a terrible trial and the beginning of a beautiful one.
Yeah. I said that on the air. I said that on the air before that that's how she felt, and I think it's great. I mean, I give her all the credit in the world. I do, and I'm glad that he got life.
Yeah, she just finished her mission for the LDS Church in France, and so, you know, and she's really taken hold of this being an advocate for lost children. I right before they even started the push, you know, it was in Salt Lake, and I was carrying it live on KSL, And before they even started that, she ran off the names of three girls that they're looking desperately for right now. And, you know, Kate, I've never been a parent, you haven't, but, and I just can't imagine what it'd be like to all of a sudden have your child missing, you know.
I can't either.
So, Smart family's a great family, and I'm glad they got through this, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, I couldn't understand. I guess I wasn't following the thing too close. The reason it was done in federal court is that the state of Utah had found him incompetent to stand trial.
Yes, yes.
And because he had taken her over to California
mm-hmm.
and brought her back, then, of course, you cross state lines and you can be charged federally. So that's how the feds ended up that. But you know what, Kate? I'm going to keep this guy might live another 30 years or something like that and walked away and life imprisonment, and I guess that's the cost of justice. Think about it, 30 to 40 grand a year to keep this guy alive, you know, and I'm starting to think maybe Chinese justice is the best.
They just disappear altogether,
You're 3 days and you're in the gallows. They ain't paying to keep somebody alive.
Yeah, that's what I said. They just disappear into thin air. Don, we're up against it. Thanks for the call. Drive safely. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on any of the things we've been jawing about or something else, enlighten us, 800-259-5791.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in 3 delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Give us 30 minutes a week and we'll help you raise a great kid. That's our motto for 30 Minute Mom on WebTalkRadio.net. We know that most moms and dads just want to raise a great kid. So we bring in best-selling authors, early childhood researchers, and experienced parents who've got the facts, the insights, and the know-how to make the toughest job in the world just a little bit easier. Shy kids, aggressive kids, boys struggling in school. How not to spoil your child. You'll hear it all on 30 Minute Mom on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Segment I'm very fond of called Odds and Ends. Elizabeth Smart came to an end of the road and started down a better path now that the nut that had kidnapped her and held her captive for 9 months gets the life sentence. She was beaming from ear to ear. So was her family. They were on hand. I think it's a good thing. He was going for the defense of crazy. Didn't happen. Don explained a little bit of that there. We've talked about that a lot here on ATN. So the good news is he's behind bars for life. Bravo. The right decision, as far as Brian Mitchell was concerned. So there's the end and the start of something new for Smart. We move from that to the end of a baseball game. Finally, after night, we need some applause for this. Donovan's going to have to wake up the drowsy. I love that. Woo! Yeah, Oprah's not doing a live show anymore, so where was that big audience going to go? They were in Chicago. He said they were lined up outside our plush studios at the GCN Network. So why not? Ted Anderson is a nice guy. He set up some extra seats, built a little stage, and we got some people in the studio. So already applauding. And, yeah, the key thing is that finally there's an end to that game. And people get to go home, and some of them might be coming back again. Kids probably out of school because they're not officially out of school yet, but they'll probably have the day off. Philadelphia ended up winning that game 5-4 in the 19th inning. So just wrapping up, it is the longest game in the history of that ballpark. Yeah. So you get to the ballpark at 6 and you leave at 1:30 in the morning do the math. Oh, that's a long time. I love the great game of baseball. All of you know that I'm a sports fan. But that would be, and Philadelphia's my team, but that would be a very long time to sit there. But see, it's one of those catch-22s. You're there. Your kids are excited. You've had the hot dogs. You bought them the tchotchke. And you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and it becomes a tie game because there was a chance you were going to lose it. You almost lost. So it goes into extra frames, and you're going to leave. I mean, sure, you could wake up, and you could find out what happened the next day. But how do you – you can't do that, right? You got to stay. There's two kinds of people, those that are easily be led to the exits and those that will stay even if it's a sacrifice because they're going to have red eyes the next day. They're going to be exhausted. I'm the red-eyed version. How many of you are the red-eyed type? Or would you split and say, now, this is ridiculous. This is the ball. This isn't the playoffs. I'm splitting. Which kind of person are you? It's like somebody who can go into, in a different way, but it is a little bit similar. It's the same kind of person who can go into a movie late and already 15 minutes of the film has started. So you got there late and you missed the first 15 minutes. I can't miss the first minute. I can't miss it. I can miss all the crap before it, the 10,000 previews, and you're looking at first look and all the nonsense they throw at you and the clever little things about shutting off your cell phone and not talking. But I don't want to go to a movie where they're 15 minutes into it and I don't know what happened. What am I going to do, ask the people next to me? I know I'm not supposed to talk. Would you mind explaining what happened in the beginning of the movie? Most movies start in some kind of a dramatic way, some kind of a tell sign about what's coming down the road, the setup. You have to have a good open, good middle, and a great close. Just like that's how a story is. Any good story has that. So if you miss the beginning, you probably miss something very, very important. So in Philadelphia, just to wrap it up, infielder Wilson Valdez was the winning pitcher. They needed 19 innings. They did it over the Reds. Small crowd watched Raul Ibanez hit a bases-loaded sack fly to decide the now longest major league game of the season. It ended officially at 1:19 a.m. You know how long that game was? 6 hours, 11 minutes. Yeah, that's a long time. Very long time. Very long time. Moving along, in the spirit of odds and ends, we slide from the great game of baseball onto the debate over WikiLeaks, in a sense, and whistleblowing. Daniel Ellsberg, if you remember, I know you know the name, right? He was famous for the Pentagon Papers. He was famous for leaking those to reporters and breaking wide open a very big story. So he was a whistleblower. What about Bradley Manning? Why is Bradley Manning different from Daniel Ellsberg? Well, Ellsberg spoke to Talk Radio News, our friends who we have on every single show, and to get the scoop on what's happening in Washington and why you should care in your own backyards. And it was interesting to hear what he had to say about the Manning situation, saying that really this is nonsense. They need to forget the idea of pushing, you know, prosecuting Manning. And it's ridiculous what's happened with him for leaking some documents. But here he is in his own words.
I would say that all the charges against Bradley Manning, including the military regulations that he's alleged to have broken, should be dropped, not only for that statement of the president, but for the gross governmental misconduct of his conditions throughout this last 10 months. This is Dan Ellsberg. I was the Bradley Manning of my day. I'm proud to say that because, like a lot of other Americans, if Bradley Manning did what he's accused of, then I regard him as a great patriot who served his country very well, and he's my personal hero.
So that's my question to you, America. Was Bradley Manning a hero, or was he a goat for what he did? Because let's face it, I mean, he took government documents that were pretty revealing and blasted a lot of top-level people to smithereens, actually, you know, if we wanted to be honest about it, and pumped a lot of information, sore information, as far as what's happening in Afghanistan, pumped it out there, not himself, but by leaking it to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. So can you really compare it to the Pentagon Papers, what happened in the 70s, all that Vietnam secrets, the documents that dropped, and the huge story that, you know, was pursued as a result of that, and some of the attitudes that changed to what was going on there? Is Bradley Manning, is Ellsberg right? Is he innocent and just caught in the web because of the embarrassment over what was leaked? The WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, talked to reporters and said that the treatment of Manning was ridiculous, what they were doing to him, and why was this happening? Why was he in this situation? And that really there's so much that should be revealed here that has not been revealed. And that most of the details coming out of it have been way too salacious, in his words. So, Assange on the record.
Courage is contagious. And we have seen a dramatic increase in the number of sources willing to step forward. There is no doubt the U.S. government has tried to terrorize whistleblowers into not revealing important information to the public. The treatment of Bradley Manning and the witch hunt for other possibly connected individuals around Boston seems to be part of that endeavor.
Yeah, so listening to Assange, listening to Ellsberg, does that change anyone's mind who thought, nah, Manning's a traitor? He's a traitor, and he's thrown us under the bus by releasing that stuff. Is there a line when it comes to war? Well, with the Pentagon Papers, of course, that was, you're talking about Vietnam there. Should there be a line where you really don't want to cross it? That it's just not right. Because, yeah, there are things, there are corporations that you could whistleblow on, things that should be known, like Enron. Some of the nonsense that happened with Enron, because you had so many great, wonderful, innocent people who were slaving away. You know, the engineers at Enron who knew nothing about what was going on with the stock being pumped up and being told to hang on to the stock, and then it was basically worthless. You know, I could point to many, many whistleblowing cases where I think the whistleblower is really trying to help the little guy in the corporation. But corporation versus government versus what you think is fair and what you think is foul, it is a loaded question, no doubt. Dan in Texas, you get the first crack at this in a second, but we're almost into break, so hang on a second and we'll go to Dan and anybody else who wants to throw in on it. 800-259-5791. What's interesting about the Manning thing, and this is why Julian Assange was talking about it, that the prosecution of Manning, who is suspected certainly of supplying Assange with the thousands of secret documents, really could have an interesting effect on investigative type of journalism. Because what are investigative journalists relying on? Information that somebody on the inside gets to them, especially if they're blowing up open a wide case, if they're blowing the lid off of something, certainly that the government or some corporation or, you know, pick a poison, something that's doing that, they're doing that's not right. Will this change things? Stay with us.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
King Delaney reminding all of you movie fans, we have our cheap movie review coming up in our next show. More and more sequels and big summer blockbusters are going to start to drop. You may notice if you kick back and you're watching any kind of tube, you know, even for an hour or so here and there, you probably have seen some of the trailers for, you know, Hangover Part 2 and... You have a few other sequels, The Pirates of the Caribbean, of course, in the first installation came out this past weekend, and that is just raking in the dough right me at the box office. And there are lots of ads all over the place with Captain Jack Sparrow featured on them. But there's still a lot to come in the summer. That's the deal. That's a movie season, summer and at Christmas time. Also very, very big because people have off or kids have off. A lot of kid movies, 3D, that kind of stuff will also happen. And we do that cheap movie review in our third or fourth hour, depends. We rotate it. We reserve the right to rotate the cheap movie review. But I have had some interesting emails from many of you who pay attention to it, and I appreciate it. It's a lot of fun doing it. And coming up, we have a huge promotion where I think we're going to have some ticket giveaways to a Spielberg movie that is pretty highly anticipated. I mean, it's a little bit down the road for the movie, but the book is dropping. They're already making the movie. I think the movie's near done. I don't want to say too much or I'll get myself in trouble, but we're going to try to start to do a little more of that as well for you here on ATN. We haven't even really scratched the surface in this hour, but we want to take some calls. I mentioned the thing about Bradley Manning and how Julian Assange's hair is on fire, the owner, the founder of WikiLeaks, where he's screaming and shouting that journalism, investigative journalism, is going to be criminalized, and this is a blow for whistleblowers, how the treatment of Bradley Manning has been, and how the government is going after him, and that shouldn't be the case because he leaked those documents. And I think there is a little bit of a difference between Manning and maybe some of the other whistleblowers that we've seen in the past who go after bad guys in corporations because they're the secretary and they've had enough, or because they become the gatekeeper and now all of a sudden they're in the middle of something and they don't want to lie and screw over, frankly, people who are their friends in the lunchroom because they see where things are headed and they're privy to secret documents and whatever. And it is about that. It is about secrets. It is about revealing secrets that people don't want revealed. Make no mistake about it. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan.
Mr. Skate.
Hello.
Hello, my love. Okay, you want my joke first, or you want me to go ahead and get on with my rant?
I got to hear your joke first.
Okay, this young stud and his paramour were getting ready to have an affair, and suddenly there was a rattle at the door, and the man outside was yelling, "Honey, my flight was canceled, I'm home." And she yells, "Quick, grab your clothes and jump out the window." He says, "Are you crazy, you dumb broad? We're 13 floors up." She says, "This is no time to be superstitious."
Very clever. You're good at this.
Thank you. All right. Now, as for Bradley Manning, this young man should be put on a ship and never allowed to see the American flag or to touch the land of America ever again. He should never know other states that get admitted to the Union. He should never have any information about baseball games or anything else. He should be confined below deck 24 hours a day, except for the time that he walks the plank at night, and not be allowed to see America, set foot on America, or anything else. Same thing for Daniel Ellsberg. The man is a traitor to the United States of America. A secret, a government secret, is a government secret, and you do not, for any reason, political or otherwise, blow the whistle. That's just the way I see it.
But
you are un-American when you do such things.
Okay.
And you undermine your country and the people that are serving, putting their lives on the line.
Right. See, I agree with you on the Manning
stuff.
Now,
Nadal, that Muslim that murdered our people here in Texas, I would put a bag around his head, tie the damn thing good and tight, one that was clear so he could see the people that were doing it, and watch him suffocate. That would be the way to take care of that Muslim scumbag. I don't believe in giving him any justice at all. Okay?
Now, unfortunately, you know that's not going to happen because they're going with the nutball defense that he was crazy out of his mind.
Yeah, that'll be so our beloved president can issue him a pardon because he's been paralyzed, blah, 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 scum. Okay.
Oh, you're on fire tonight.
I can't stand the sycophant that is in the occupation of the White House. He's just scum. We should impeach him on the grounds of the various crimes that he's committed against the United States of America, from usurping the power of private enterprise and taking away the car agencies and not allowing a regular bankruptcy, to the shorting of the people that were the stockholders. Now they want us to buy more stock. You were talking about how Chrysler made a profit. Hey.
Right.
Hey, Fiat got the company for nothing, and we, the taxpayers, took it in the shorts.
Mm-hmm.
We took it in the shorts, and we're still going to take it on the Chevy Volt and all the other crap he's trying to push down our throats. That thing's a joke. 40 miles, and you can't do anything. And if it's raining, forget it, Jack. You push.
Okay?
You push.
Dan.
Yeah.
Dan, you are a hardliner, man. I'm going to address some of the things that you said. Okay. I agree with you on Manning because I think he endangered too many people. And, of course, Julian Assange, to me, you know, he's a profiteer. I think he's a profiteer. Whatever his intention was for doing the WikiLeaks thing, okay, I get it. But when it exploded and became really, really big, I mean, what's Assange about? And, of course, he's trying to defend Manning because he's the one who put him in this position by giving him the documents, Manning trusting him, giving him the documents, then ultimately getting hunted down and revealed as the person who was the leaker. That was the problem there. If they never knew who the leaker was, then Manning wouldn't have been in trouble. And it's because of Assange that he's in that situation. There has to be some sort of a line. I think that as a journalist, as somebody who went to journalism school, as somebody who was a traditional journalist before being a talk show host, I don't care what your political stripes are. You do not want massive government secrets out there, because that's the whole idea. We have a free press. We don't want a state-run press. And, Dan, you do not want a state-run media. Trust me, you don't want that, because then who's ever in the White House, who's ever in control, doesn't matter. Then they get to decide what's pumped out there, and that would be disastrous. We absolutely don't want that. But specifically on the Manning thing, it is a slippery slope, and there is, I think, there is such a thing as the stars and the bars, and putting people in danger. And that's what WikiLeaks did too, because they were so anxious to release the material. Remember, the first time around, all the sources, all the people who were helping the Americans, their names were in there. Whether it was nicknames, partial names, full names, whatever, they didn't black them out. So the names were around, floating around for everyone to see. They took them back in and did it then, but it's too late. It's already out there. So they were sloppy with the material they got in the first place, and that was also part of the problem. And, you know, on the Obama thing, it's like beating a dead horse, Dan. You're a funny guy. I know you totally have passion for the United States. I totally agree with you on the frustrations of what has happened in the last couple of years. But the course of thinking that there's going to be an impeachment of Obama, I will walk naked to New Jersey. I am that confident that this president will never even sniff an impeachment. There is absolutely no way. It's fruitless to pound that drum and go down the road of calling him names, because it's not going to happen. If you want to talk specifically about policies, and you did, you mentioned some things that he's done, whether it's the Affordable Health Care Act, where there were all these little things that we didn't know about the Affordable Health Care Act, where, of course, talk to people whose premiums are going sky high and all that other stuff. Absolutely, I agree. And trust me, I think that the administration has been ineffective except for when it came to Osama bin Laden. So I agree, but you're not going to take him out on an impeachment. You have to have a stronger candidate to run against an incumbent president who has a lot of friends, who has a lot of people who will still vote for him. That's the way you got to think.